Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago police are investigating a home invasion in Lincoln Park last night that left a woman battered. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with more.
The 32-year-old woman was inside her apartment at the Beechwood Apartments at Fullerton and Clark a little after 9 in the evening when she tells police someone knocked on her door. When she answered, three males rushed in. Police say they hit her in the head and pointed a gun at her as they stole items from her apartment, then ran off. The woman ran to a neighbor and was taken to the hospital for treatment. Police are investigating but have no one in custody. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The city of Chicago held the first of three community meetings last night on where shops selling recreational marijuana should be allowed in the city. There were scores of questions, as we hear from WBBM's Jim Goodis.
Nearly all of the questions at the public meeting at Malcolm X College dealt with how the licenses will be distributed, and in particular, why a large section of downtown won't be allowed to have recreational marijuana shops, largely for security and congestion reasons. A resident who is blind and deaf says he worries the downtown limits will make it harder for people with disabilities to get to dispensaries.
There are a lot of people with disabilities who have a very difficult time getting around other areas besides downtown.
Recreational use of marijuana becomes legal in Illinois on January 1st. The next of the three consecutive evenings of community meetings is at Kennedy King College, with the final evening at Truman College. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicagoans could soon have more options for buying alcohol earlier on Sundays.
The City Council's Committee on License and Consumer Protection has given unanimous approval for grocery stores between 5 and 10,000 square feet to sell alcohol starting at 8 a.m. Those over 10,000 square feet, the Jewels and Mariano's, have been able to do that for several years. 47th Ward Alderman Matt Martin sought the change at the request of a store owner in his ward. He says out of more than 300 stores with packaged goods licenses, about 75 are between 5 and 10,000 square feet, but not all will meet the requirement that they have less than 25% of display space for alcohol. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Inspectors say the historic Masonic Temple in Aurora needs to be torn down after fire gutted the building. Aurora Chief Development Officer John Curley says the structure is so unstable it could collapse.
Right now, safety is our key concern. We have deployed a fencing contractor to secure a perimeter around the building, making sure that no one gets close enough to the building to be harmed by any collapse or further collapse of the building.
Aurora's fire chief says he won't send inspectors in to look for the fire cause, adding they can do some of the work during the demolition process as parts of the building become safer. Officials in another south suburb say they would like to have a gambling casino in their community. The village of Linwood heard proposals last night from leaders of the Wisconsin-based Ho-Chunk Nation who want to build a casino near Route 394 and Glenwood Dyer Road. The Sun-Times reports the $380 million project would include a 20-story hotel plus restaurants, bars, and retail space.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.